Okay, picking up with Simin Reish and Nun Hey. And the Karma tells us here Ein Osin Madura mi eitim somakhash khashecha at shiyatsis behana ur inin shitya shal heves olam elea belisi ua eitim achirim. So you shouldn't make a fire in your fireplace close to Shkia, unless the Shalheves Olam Eileh, the same concern of Shem Yichata that we spoke about by food, applies on some level to heating as well. V'im hu eit yichidi, tzarech she yachaz ha'ur v'rov ovi v'rov hekefu, if it's just one log, it has to be rov hekef and rov ovi. V'im lo hudlok kach, kol kach, asu l'hedespa. If a person violated this, and lit a fire in the fireplace right before Shabbos in a, where there was concern Shem Yichata, even if the fire caught and now it's going strong, there's no concern Shem Yichata. Obviously, you can't be nana from it. I don't know if you're mechuyev to leave your house, but you're not supposed to be, you know, go close to it, nana from it. Zer Shem Yichata bavi v'yanid ha'etzim k'dei sh'tagla sh'levis. Shehudlok shir yachol ha'chsam k'negle b'Shabbos v'shamish sh'ora. If it was lit properly before Shabbos, you can be nana. Even the things that could go out, we're not concerned once it's lit. So it's very interesting. In Hilchas Shia Chazara by Machalim, so we're concerned, right? It seems like people are more concerned about their food, the exact temperature, you know, it has to cook properly. A home, it doesn't make much difference. Meaning, or even if it goes out, you know, it's not, people aren't as concerned apparently about not having the proper heat as opposed to not having hot food, apparently. So that's why the Chazal goes there a little differently when it comes to this issue. Kids sometimes take these magnifying glasses and they like put like paper under it, they make a fire, you know, with the sun, through the sun. Sure. So on Shabbos you shouldn't do that. Can you set it up before Shabbos? So,
bring a magnifying glass in the path of the sun.
Right. Tomorrow morning the sun is going to rise and the magnifying glass is going to make a fire. So it probably depends what you're burning. If you're burning paper, we're going to see soon that when it's things that are very easily burnt, kash, paper, so then there's no concern with Shem Yichata. But if it's on a log, I don't know if it's going to catch. But I'm saying, let's say you set up a situation where there's some paper and there's some logs. That would be usher because the logs have to catch. And if they don't catch, you're going to Shem Yichata. So that
the beginning of a fire.
Yeah, the beginning of a fire in a place where exactly.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be. If there was no concern of Shem Yichata, it would be like leaving something on a Shabbos clock.
Right, and then for sure leaving water. This issue comes up with heating. Here in Eretz Yisrael, people have electric heaters, and they're different. Dargot chom. You can have low, medium, high. Even in America, they have. Right. Yeah. Are we concerned that people are going to change the? So the halacha is not. Once it's running properly, the thing is on, even though it's a low, we're not concerned that it's going to be cold, you're going to turn it up. That's not, again, it's always nice. People have shot covers on their telephone and they have covers on their light switches. If there's a concern, the kids are going to do it, or even adults, so it's good to have a cover. If an ikra din, they weren't goes there on a fire. As long as it's lit and functioning before Shabbos. If it's just beginning, then there's the gzeir of Shem Yichata would apply even to a fireplace. This issue also comes up in terms of hot water. Once upon a time, when I was a kid, they had a hot water and a cold water, two different faucets. Now it's very cool here in Eretz Yisrael. There's like one faucet, and like you move it in different directions, and you might have two faucets. It's just easier. So some people are not going to turn off the hot water in their house in Erev Shabbos, because they're concerned that people are going to, you know, move it the wrong direction. It's very easy. It's not like a separate faucet.
Right.
So I don't think you're mechuyev, but it's probably not a bad idea.
It's not even clear,
right? Exactly. You should kind of figure it out. So chora, it's a good idea to turn it off. Even if you know, the guests don't know, maybe. Meaning, right. So let's just see inside. So we just read the first se'if that the fire has to catch. The Mishura points out that if the tanur is tach batit, you started the fire right before Shabbos, but you sealed it. So a person has a wood fireplace, And he didn't have a chance to get it running before Shabbos. He started on Mamish 5 minutes before, and it's not going to reach that point where it's, you know, Rov Hekef and Rov. But you could be Tachbetit, you put some tape on the fireplace, some type of hecker, so you should Shaliachate. Again, we said, spoke in the past, maybe one piece isn't enough, it has to be a few pieces, it has to be something that would be more difficult to open. That would be a hecker. The hecker of Tachbetit applies to fireplace as well. Beis, the Mechaber says, if you're using pechamim, right, coals that are easily, they take easily, so then even if la'achas ben ur shari, it's very easy for them to catch. I don't know, if you're making barbecues, I'm not sure. It probably depends what type of coals you have. If it's coals and lighter fluid, yeah, you have that. What is it called?
Match light.
So then it's easy. Okay, Gimel, Medura, Shal Zephis, Shal Gofri, Shal Kash, V'Gvava. So if you have things that are very easily flammable, Kash, the equivalent of paper, Afilu lo achas ben ur, ela kol shehu shari, Chimzura, Shal Kanim, Shal Girinei, Tamarim, Kshem, Kufuzarim, Mekanim, Agudas, V'Gerenim, V'Saut, Tzvichin, Shiyatzen, Ur, Achi, and Shal Heves, Olam, Elev, Yesh, Amel, Hefech. So again, it's a little shy of the Metzias here. Are Kanim more easily flammable when they're together, or when they're Mufuzarim? But whatever is easily flammable, it isn't included in the Gezeira, because it's all a question of Metzias. Veseder. Simen Reish Nun Vav. Kishahayu Yisrael b'yeshuvan hayu tokin b'erev Shabbos sheish tekiyos, k'dei lavtehel sa'am min ha'malacha. When the Jewish people lived in Eretz Yisrael, this is the Mechaber writing, and the Mechaber actually made Aliyah, and he was living in Tzfas. But the question of... Shlita, are we in charge? Can we make a public service announcement? So this is a public service announcement. Hey Josh, welcome.
Hi Rob, how are you?
Good. You're able to hear on the Zoom, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Good to see you.
We're holding here in Simon Reish Nun Vav. We're talking about Sheish Tekiyos, that... when the Mechaber says, "Kshay Yisrael b'shuvan, how you talking the erev Shabbos, sheish tekiyos, k'dei lahavdil l'sa'am min ha'malacha." So I can just ask you to keep yourself on mute, and when you want to ask a question, so you can unmute yourself, just because it's like the background noise. Thank you. So here in Eretz Yisrael, we do this. Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's not sheish tekiyos. It sounds like sheish tekiyos already from Chatzos. They would start having tekiyos earlier. It seems
like they're doing on the hour?
It seems like the Gemara has a whole discussion of the various stages of what lahavdil, the people in the Sada and the people in the city and the various different stages of getting ready for Shabbos. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they usually have 20 minutes before there's a siren 20 minutes before candle lighting and a candle lighting. So we have the ability. I don't know what's like in Brooklyn. They have music running. They have siren. So you have to be. You have to make sure that you get other people, the neighbors, upset. I know in my neighborhood, they don't have a siren. They have like music playing. So when they started, some of the neighbors were a little upset because it was like very blaring. So now they have for 30 seconds. They have 30 seconds of music, 20 minutes before candle lighting, and the 30 seconds again at candle lighting. It's actually interesting because the Ashkenazim here in Israel, in Yerushalayim, do 40 minutes. The Sfarim don't. A lot of Sfarim in my neighborhood. So they think it's the wrong time. They don't hold up this 40 minutes. They say it's Minhag Yerushalayim, but it's a Minhag of Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. It's not Minhag of Sephardim in Yerushalayim. But okay. Any case, so you have this idea of warning people to get ready. The Minhag in Europe was that they had a shamish going around a half an hour before. It's in place of the tkios. So it's a good idea to have that type of reminder for people that they have to get ready, light candles. They have to. In fact, there are two sirens. It's always good, because people always. It's like a snooze button on your alarm clock. Okay. Fine. Moving on to Simon Reish Nun Zayin. Ein tomnim v'shavis afilu v'davar hamosif hevel. So we're moving on to the concept of hatmana. We spoke about shehiya. Shehiya means leaving the food on the fire, erev Shabbos. Hachzara is returning the food to the fire. Here there's another gzera d'rabbanan called hatmana, not to insulate. We're concerned that if you insulate, you might come to see that it's cold. You're gonna be He's going to heat it up. So there are really two types of hatmana. There's hatmana of davar shemosif hevel. Davar shemosif hevel is something that the insulation actually adds to the heat. Most of the things we use today don't add heat. If you have an electric blanket, the blanket adds the heat. Today, if you just put a blanket is just going to keep the heat. It's not going to add to the heat. The Chazal speak about various substances that actually add heat. I'm not sure exactly the metzias. I will say that compost actually gives off heat. I know this from experience, that if you open up a compost during the winter, you'll see like steam. So it could be that what they were talking about was things like organic matter that's decomposing that actually gives off heat. But Chazal speak about two different types of hatmana. Hatmana is hamosif hevel. The equivalent would be, let's say, putting food on a plata and covering it with a towel, like on all sides. So the towel is not giving heat, but the plata is giving heat, or an electric blanket, or something like that. And the classic hatmana in most of our substances are not mostly hevel. They just keep the heat. They retain the heat. They don't actually heat it up. So that's two types of hatmana, and there are different halachas. By hatmana, the mostly hevel, it's usher even on Erev Shabbos. You can't wrap a pot in an electric blanket even on Erev Shabbos. You can't put food on a plata and cover it from all sides with a plata cover, even on Erev Shabbos, because it shows that you're really concerned about the status of the food, that it would be hot. And therefore, we're concerned that if it's not so hot, you come to Mechata V'Gachal. Again, on a plata, there is no reality of Mechata V'Gachal, and we still assume that to be the case. Hatmana v'davarsh enobos yehevel, just a regular blanket, it's not going to add, it's just going to retain the heat. So that's usur on Shabbos, but Erev Shabbos, you can take a pot off the fire and wrap it in a blanket, that's mutter. Hatmana of Erev Shabbos v'davarsh enobos yehevel. So again, mos yehevel is usur always, and enobos yehevel is mutter on Erev Shabbos, it's just usur on Shabbos. Now, there is a machlokas what hatmana means. It has to be insulated on all sides. If you look back, read this very quickly, when you got Simon Reishon and Gimel, the beginning of our whole discussions about Shehiyah, so the Ramah, at the very end of Sif Aleph, it's a long Sif, at the very end of Sif Aleph, the Ramah says there's a machlokas what the status is about hatmana miksas. The Rama says, even if the food pot is on the fire, it's not hatmana unless it's covered on all sides. But the Shulchan Aruch is concerned that placing a pot on coals is hatmana. So it's machlokas rishonim, machlokas lahalacha. Are we concerned about hatmana v'miksas? So Ashkenazim or Mekel, if it's hatmana v'miksas, it's not a problem. It's only a hatmana that's on all sides that's considered a problem. So that's a second issue. Chazanish is a machmir at the Shulchan Aruch, so it's not totally clear. But lemaisa minig Ashkenazim or not, the Mishabur is Mekel, like the Rama. So when I say miksas, it has to be entirely covered. Now I say entirely, it's like a 2 centimeters, 2 inches, and something. It has to be like a significant part of the kli that's opened. So if you put food on a plata, and you put a blanket on top, but the sides are opened, that's okay, because the sides are a significant part. What people sometimes do is they cover it with, you know, it's known as like a plata cover. You ever see it, the plata cover? It's like a covered Shabbos. It's not so pashut that it's mutter to do that, because the plata is giving off heat. It's mostly hevel, and this plata cover is covering it on the top and the sides. And we're going to see a little later, there's a question if there's air between the cover and the pot, that might be enough. The question, how much air is there? It's probably a function of the nature, the type of plata cover you have. If it's like very flat and doesn't fall down, that's okay. Then there's air on the sides. Or if it falls down far from the plata, then you have more space. But it's not so precious. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll get to some of the details hopefully soon. You can't do atmana on Shabbos. You can't take a pot and wrap it in a blanket, even though the blanket doesn't give heat, it just retains heat. There's a special din that it's mutter to do atmana. We'll talk about that a little later in Simon Reish Samech Beis. But okay, in Tomei Davar Mosiv Hevel, I feel about Yom. You can't do Hatmana with something that's Mosiv Hevel even before Shabbos. If you hit me in Davar Mosiv Hevel, I feel also I feel about the Yevus. The Mechaber Paskins that if he did Hatmana of Iser, the Davar Mosiv Hevel, it's also. It's only usher if it accomplished something. It was cold, and now it got hot, or it was cooked better. But if it's omer b'chamimuso, if it was just retained its heat, it already was hot, k'sharishona, then it's mutter. V'yesh omer says the Rama, imshachak v'hidim mishogik davar mosif havel shari le'echol. So the Rama says that some say we're mekil b'shogik. That b'shogeg, even if it's mosif havel, it's mutter. I guess he did it before Shabbos, right? I think. Hold on a second. Right, it says there the mishabur yud shari tamshish omrim to svirlu the hatmana shavu la shehia. The pasuk mechaber this opinion holds that hatmana like shehia. The mishachak v'shah filu b'tashu mishachak v'yavilu mutter le'echol. Okay. So we have machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Rama about shogeg. V'yesh omrim, the Rama continues, zechol ze ena oser elik she'osu l'tzerach layla, aval she'imachin l'tzerach machar, mutter l'hatzin v'od yom, v'davar shomos dehevel. Some say the whole Israel Tumana is only for the evening. That's when we're concerned you're going to be chata. But if it's for the next day, you're going to forget about it. V'yavid yesh nismach al ze, v'varshal yehe rag yilasiz kein, v'yavid you can be somich on it, but you shouldn't be accustomed to rely on this. And the Shita. Fine. So the Mechaber here tells us that Benish Moshos is mutter. The assumption is Benish Moshos Stam Kederos are already hot, so there's no Gzeira Shem Yartiach because everything's hot then. Even shalol tzarach mitzvah, if that was a svara, but tzarach mitzvah is mutter b'nei shmashos even without the idea of stam kederes roschos. We'll see that later. Special kula b'nei shmashos, where the Chazal allowed certain dinim drabanan b'nei shmashos if you weren't mekal shabbos yet, which isn't so common. Usually b'nei shmashos people are already mekal shabbos, but if you, okay, we'll have to see that in some rish samach base. So mechaber paskins the hatmana b'show b'iser is aser b'di'eved. But the Rama paskins that the Eved, if you're matmin on Erev Shabbos, the Rama wants to have it's mutter. Okay, so it's like Shehia. So as long as it reaches the point of Machal Ben Dursai in Erev Shabbos, it would be mutter. Okay, Beseder. Base. A filu tamshosh and ispashal called sorko. Also the hatsim Shabbos. A filu v'davar she'ener mosif heaven. Even if the food is mamish fully cooked. So there's very little concern, l'chora, that you're going to come to mechate. Nonetheless, also hatmin a few of the inamos of hell. You can't do hatmana on Shabbos, even if it's inamos of hell. When we call makom lasum kelim al atavshel kadesh l'shamer menachbarim or kadesh lo yitanei fa'afruris shari. You're allowed to cover food. You can cover the food, so it won't get dirty, so animals won't come and eat it. Bugs won't fall in. It's not to heat. Meaning you can cover a pot of food. You can cover a kogel. We have a kogel. You can even cover it with a heavy blanket because it's a cover. Meaning as long as it's one cover, it's not atmana. Atmana is something's already covered and now I'm insulating it. So for example, you use a thermos. Can you use a thermos on Shabbos? It's atmana? No. It's not atmana because a thermos is a kli. The kli is very insulated, it keeps the heat. That's not a problem. The Isra is to matmin, to we have a kli that's already covered, so food is already covered with the kli, and now you're doing something else. That's
wouldn't a thermos already now be a problem? Because there's no, if you're just like pouring, if you put hot coffee into a thermos, there's no shem yechata, like what could you be mechata?
Right, it's a cliche you're saying.
No, so there's nothing, what's happened there? There's nothing happening. Just, I mean,
but the concern is that the Chazal were concerned that if you the fact that you're covering it shows that you're interested in its heat. So you're going to come if it's cold. You're going to put it back on the fire. Maybe that's a concern. It may be connected to not to Shehiyah but to Chazara. That was part of the issue we mentioned before. Is the question of shogeg is Hatmara more like Shehiyah or more like Chazara? If it's more like Chazara, then it would be problematic. So that's a shaila. In any case, a thermos would be motor. It's not considered it's not a cover. Any cover that's just there to cover anything that's there to cover the food for the first time, it's not considered atzma. Seder?
Yeah.
Okay. They talk about, can you put a piece of kugel in your chalmut? So if you wrap the kugel up in a few different layers, so then it's not just, you wrap it up to keep it separate, but you wrap it in many layers of tinfoil, so then maybe it's like atman. That's the field of taina. So in that case, make some holes in it, so it shouldn't, so the heat should come out, or something like that. Okay. Gimel.
The idea of something, even if it's a cover, even if it does have hatmana
qualities, as long as it covers mutter.
Meaning it has it's like a shame cover.
Right, it's a shame cover.
It could be doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The gezeira goes on something that's covered to cover it again. Gimel. Elo en dvarim hamosifim havel. So these are things that we said we don't have today. Psalas shel zeitzim. Shumshumin, Zevel, Umelach, Vasid, Vichol, Bain Lacham, Yvashim, Tevin, Zagin, Umochin, Vasavin, Bismanjish, She Lashtam Lachin. The Ails Vash Envasiv, Havel, Xus, Superos, Vikan Vayona, Feathers, Sharnotos, Vinora Shalpishan, Reser Shalcharoshin, Pirish Akash, Atak, Novavin Eights, Shemigarius of the Megaru, the Sawdust. So like I said today, the only thing that really have the smosi hevel that people use would be either an electric blanket or a plata, food on a plata that's covered, because the plata gives the cover, that gives the heat rather, and the cover is mostly hevel because it gets hotter and hotter as it's on the plata. So davar mosi hevel is aser even erev Shabbos. Davar any mosi hevel is muter and erev Shabbos. It's just aser on Shabbos.
So what are being people being sent on when they put those blankets and cover all the food on the plot?
So I'm not sure. We're going to see soon that it could be, as long as there's air, it's not a cover. So it could be people assume that there's enough air between the sides. I mean, the top is mamish on top, so there's no air there. It's mamish, but on the sides it hangs down. If it hangs down, if you push it against the sides, then it's for sure. But if it just hangs down, so then there is potentially a significant amount of air between the pots and the cover. It makes me uncomfortable because it's not clear to me how much air. It seems like mash of air isn't enough, and like gravity would make the sides fall down. So you have to have a very stiff plata cover. It shouldn't fall down. It's very stiff.
Or it could just be small in the sense that it doesn't cover.
Right, if it doesn't cover the sides, then it's for sure okay. Meaning, right. You could certainly put a towel on top of the pot. But sometimes you have a matzav like this, where you'll have a chalent pot, and you'll put a kugel on top of a chalent pot. Then you put a towel on top. The towel on top, if it covers the top of the kugel and the sides of the kugel, you already have an issue. Because the kugel is getting heated from the bottom, and the towel's on the sides and the top. And the bottom is the actual, heat
and
source.
The tent that we talked about before, like, you can't really cook on top of something, it's okay to cook something on top of...
Like, so it seems like this is a different geder, meaning the fact that there's no iser of hachzara or nesin lechatchila on kedera gabi kedera, wouldn't it allow... Exactly. Atman is a different geder. It's a different geder. Vizeder. The mechaber gedinus if dalir af al pisha in tomin b'shabbes afil b'davash in mosiv hevel in tomin v'od yom in iskale b'shecha sheicha muter lachsu l'chasoso. So if you did atmana with a blanket on erev Shabbos, then it was uncovered. You can cover it again. So once you started beheta, you're allowed to continue. If any mrotz of lahosif olav v'shabbes mosiv, the mechaber says if any mrotz of lahosif olav v'shabbes mosiv. If you want to add on, you can add on another blanket. If it's already mutman, you can add another one. V'cheinim ratzal litol kulo v'laseis achar m'komo v'ein harishon cham yosem v'sheni v'sheni cham yosem harishon. You can like switch it. You can swap it. Something was mutman, and you're going to put in a different thing in. Afilu haya mechuse ele v'sad niyachal litol litlo l'kasoso v'gluf
Karin, you can put something bigger, a bigger blanket on. Fushini spashla kadera kol tuk. Again, it's a separate issue that if you do atmana and the thing isn't fully cooked, it's going to cook faster. And that's the mar bishulo. That's the iser. So if the thing is fully cooked, you can play around with it. Meaning that once there was a heter of atmana be'erev Shabbos, with davash enemosiv hevel, you're allowed to continue and swap it or add things to it, and that's not a problem. Fine. So the Mechaber tells us that there's a heter of continuing hatmana or being mosif to hatmana that existed from Erev Shabbos. Fine. Hey, in pina hatavshal b'Shabbos v'kter l'shvashal b'kter acheres mutzil hatmino b'davar sh'inemus hev hevel. If you took the kli, the food out of the kli rishon and put it into kli sheni, so it shows you don't really, you're not so concerned about the heat. Then you can even do hatmana. You can even wrap. So let's say a person, I don't know, serves the schnitzel, and then somebody has to run out of the house. They have to go take care of something. The baby needs to be nursed. So the wife leaves. She's nursing the baby. So you're allowed to put a blanket or a cover over the food because it was your pina. It's already. It shows that you're not so concerned about the heat. That's, again, the thermos would be also, the issue of the thermos is not really relevant because the thermos, it's off the heat. But anyway, it's another reason why it's mutter. So in Pina, Tarshal, B'Shabbos, V'Kedera, Tishwal, V'Kedera, Cheres, Mutter, Letmina, B'Dover, She'ina, Mosi, Hevel, you can put a blanket on, your people have, you know, put a plate on the soup. So you can even put a blanket on all sides of the soup because the soup, it's not at the pot. It's a soup on the table. Yeah, I served the soup, and the mother had to go put one of the kids to sleep. They don't want the soup to get cold. That's mutter. That's mutter. Vav mutter hadim b'shabes davar tzonein b'davar sheino mosif hevel kadei shelo yitzdanein biyoser. Right, if you think something's cold, the Israel atmana is on a hot food item. If it's cold, you just want it to get more cold. You don't want to get it hot. It just shouldn't be so cold. That's mutter. But most of hevel, I feel it has been turning gomor. I feel it's yom nami yosef. It's mostly hevel zaser. Okay, I'm not sure how many examples you have of that, but okay. Zayin kol heicha da asvinan atmana afilu b'kedera v'bushelas kol tzorka asvinan afilu misamik v'ralo. Anytime we say atmana is zaser. So the Chavir here paskins that, like I said before, it's a shayla. Is hatmana similar to shehiya? So he's assuming that, again, the Chavir actually holds shehiya as aser. No, shehiya is mutter v'bistamik v'ralo. So even though shehiya is mutter v'bistamik v'ralo, so v'shu kol tzarko, by hatmana it's aser. That's what the Chavir paskins over here. It's not similar to the shehiya. It's not similar to shehiya, and it's aser. Even if it's stamik ralo, even if it's vushal kol tzarko. The Rama brings the chen ikr. That's the halacha. Yishmei kilim omer the kol shu chai the gamre in ispasha kol tzarko mutla atmana kmo b'shiyu. Some equate shehiya to atmana. Question is, so just like the heter of chaisa applies, so to, or the heter of vushal kol tzarko. Says the Rama that if you have that minhag, you're allowed to continue it, but we shouldn't try to rely on that lichatchila if that's not your minhag. Fine. Ches, this is very nagel maisa. Afal pisha mutar lishos kedera al gavi kiri. Even you can leave food on a blech or. On Shabbos, she yebag sheish b'chalim, or even on an open fire. Avia drakish is barav b'simination gimel. So for us, most usually we leave food on a plata. Imu b'chusav v'gadim, avia shavagadim ena mosif m'hevel, machmas atzma, mikomako, machmas ha'eshev, tachteim, mosif hevel, aser. So this is what you said before, the example of that one of mosif hevel would be food on a fire. You shouldn't cover food on a fire. Apparently there's something called like a urn cover. People have like a cover that fits tightly on the urn, all sides. So that would also be a problem. If it covers all sides of the urn, so that would be considered atmana, bedavar hamosif hevel, and that would be us, even Erev Shabbos.
Okay. What if people are putting on that cover just for safety? You don't want people to get burned on the urn?
I think it would still be a problem.
Come on, automatic.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a little bit of a different reality because, you know, there's a thermostat. Everything is like masudr in our. It's not like, you know, but the way Chazal.
Herbs are so hot.
Right, right. So what's the concern? Where's the Shem Yechata? It seems like Chazal's Gzeira. We post can assume. I understand the Svar Lechalek. You're saying, I'm doing it because I don't want people to get burnt from the urn. Nobody puts... the covers aren't there to keep the water hot. They're there, so the kid shouldn't touch it. So, if you leave it a significant part opened, let's say the back, so the kid's only going to touch the front, leave the back, leave the top, so then for Ashkenazim, it wouldn't be a problem.
Or that would have been like making holes in the that would kind of defeat the purpose of the cover, but that might also...
Right.
Except with the kugel...
Right, maybe. I have two questions. What's the significance? How much of a area has to be uncovered to say that it's not? It's only to mix us. Mix us. It's not clear what mix us is. It seems like if the whole top is opened, I assume the kids won't touch the top. So if you have, I don't know how you're going to place it. Usually the way it works is that since there's a top, it like hangs down. So that top, it's going to be hard to have it stay on the earth. But yeah, so that would be essentially an example. So the Mechaber says here that if you have food on the fire, you cover it, that's considered mostly heaven. Umiu, kol shehu be'inan, she'inu begadim nogim be'kadera, hafo v'sheish ish tachtea, kevach in osa derech atman ashari. So the Mechaber says, anything, the inu begadim nogim be'kadera, if they don't touch, again, here it's a question of how close it is, they don't touch. Hafo v'sheish ish tachtea, kevach in osa derech atman ashari. Hilkach, what's the example it gives?
So as long as there's some space between the pot and the coals, that's shihui. That's not atman. Again, the Mechaber is assuming that even atman at the bottom would be a problem.
Even according to the Mechaber, you can put food on a plata. It's just you shouldn't put food in coals. In coals, it's different than on a plata. Plata is like the ground. But in coals, so even if it's just a little bit in the coals, that would be aser. People who go camping, this would be nogeh. V'im nasan al kadera kli rachav she'ena nogeh v'tzida kadera nasan begadim al oso kli rachav mutar tekevin she'en begadim sunim el al oso kli rachav she'ena nogeh v'tzida kadera in kind of 20. So if you just draw a picture over here, you have a pot on the fire. So you put a piece of wood on top. And then you put lots of cushions and blankets on top. Now here there's air, right? There's afir on the side. So that's mutter. The shayla is with the plata cover, it doesn't sound like a kli rachav. It's not like a wide piece of wood or something, or a wide pot top. It falls right up, it falls like this. So the question is this over here, you have a centimeter of air. Is that centimeter of air enough to be considered... that is considered mix-ups. That's the question, and I think some post-game, I think that it's better to avoid that. The Seder. V'chein mutu laniach kedera b'tanurim shalanu al yidei shi'itim b'tocha chatichas chaya v'hu shalot tia kedera nogas b'cholim. V'af b'ishe b'chas p'yatanu b'gadim kevet she'in b'gadim nogim b'kedera, right? Food in a oven. It's not called atzmana, because there's air between the wall of the oven and the pot, right? It says the Rama, "V'atmana she'osim b'medinas elu, she'matminim v'tanu v'tachin p'yatanu v'tit shari l'kol alma." If you do atmana, but you cover the area of your tach b'tit, that would be mutter. K'moshe isbayer l'el. V'mitzvah hatim b'shabbos kli she'lo yochal chamin. There's a mitzvah to do atmana to have hot food on Shabbos. Gizem covered Shabbos. It's more geshmak to eat hot food covered Shabbos on Shabbos. V'chol mi she'ino ma'imin. The Ran quotes, the Ran brings down the halacha that eating challah is eating hot food because the Kiraim says this is losvah kiraish v'chomash v'sechem v'shabbos. So the people who took the literal understanding of Torah as being binding, they wouldn't like Shabbos candles and they wouldn't have hot food. So we say, no, farker, we're allowed to have fire. You can't use the fire, but you can have the fire in your house. And therefore, there's an inyan to have both mitzad covered and Oreg Shabbos and mitzad this concern that we would somehow negate the Kavala of Chazal, Chas V'Shalom, to ensure to have hot food on Shabbos. Lamaisa, this issue comes up with crockpots. In America, everybody used crockpots for years. And then Rosh Hashanah Zalman, right before he was Nifter,
in the mid-90s, like a few weeks before his Nifter, he told the author of the Orcha Shabbos, heating crockpots are a shayla of atmana. So what's the shayla of atmana? It's open on top. So Shlomo Zalman said that when he say b'miksas, it has to be a significant part of the kli, and since the heating elements are all over the sides, so it's mostly hevel, and he thought that wouldn't be good enough. Again, the pashas is for the Ramah, it's a problem for the Sfardin. That for the Ashkenazim, the pashas is not a problem. There are crockpots that only have heating elements at the bottom, not on the sides. Then it wouldn't be an issue. But the classic crockpot goes up, and the food, the area where the food is usually, you know, it's not like you fill it out of sof. So what do you mean mixas? Is mixas a din in the kli, or is mixas a din in the where the food is? The pashas is a din in the kli. But you can make a claim that mixes in the food. Some of the food has to be not mutman. And here, the whole content of the cholent has heating elements on all sides, although the top isn't. So I don't know. It's hard to understand exactly why Rishon Zalman was concerned about. Then he was nifter. So then they tried to, you know, it was a little hard to figure out. So many poskim assume the halacha that it's not a problem at all. There are other problems with the crock of the hachzari. We spoke about in the past. Can you put it back in? It's considered eshma gula. So you need a blech. How are you going to get a blech? But people want to choshish for the sheet of the Mechaber, and the Chaznish holds its way. They even Hatvanah mixes is Aser. Even Hatvanah mixes is Aser. So what they do is they put at the bottom of the crock pot some marbles or some rolls, like take tinfoil and make a little ball out of tinfoil, and then you raise it. And then you have a little bit of air at the bottom. Look at the Masha, it's a question of how much air is there, but you still have a little bit. And usually the crock pots also don't go up straight. They usually go a little bit to the sides. So you have air on all sides then, on the top and even on the sides. So if you make it too big, it won't cook. If you put cans at the bottom of your crock pot, it's not going
to
work.
What about the silver foil around the crock pot that you're doing to get rid of the problem
to do aksara?
Sorry?
To do aksara or for shahia?
Yeah.
So if you want to do aksara, right, so I saw a Ribiat, I think, says just put silver foil in. He thinks that that's okay. That silver foil is enough. I don't really know how
silver
that works.
Silver foil balls?
No, just like to line it with silver foil. Maybe a couple of, I don't know, maybe a couple of layers is like a blech. It's not really going to solve the hasmana problem. It will solve the hachzara problem in terms of, you know.
So it would almost take, it might potentially take away the space that you had between the wall and the.
Right,
that
would be a problem. So,
like you
could do both. You could cover it with 2-3 layers of silver foil and then put 2-3 balls, and then you'll have both.
Uh-huh.
You'll also have air, and you'll also have a cover, and then you can do hachzara, and then you could do it, you know, shayla hasmana. I think the minhag is not to be concerned about this. But there are poskim who are concerned about it. You know, Rishon Zalman said it, apparently, and it's definitely, for Sfardim, certainly it's an issue. The Seder. Okay, let's move on to Simen Reish Ches. The Mechaber says, Mutra aniach mi'od yom kli sheyesh bo davar kar al gabi akidera chama she'ein ze ketomen v'davar mosik heva. The Mechaber says, you're allowed to put food. You can put a cold pot on top of another pot. Meaning, the cold pot is going to get hot. But we don't consider that to be like putting a blanket. You can't put a blanket on a pot, on a plant. So a blanket is there to it actually touches on the issue you raised before, meaning what's your kavana? Here your kavana is to heat up the cocoa. So you put the cocoa on top of the pot. Your kavana isn't to insulate the bottom pot. So I'm just wondering aloud, what's the story with the cover on the urn? You want it there to protect the kids from touching the urn. So would we have to apply the same halacha here? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's exactly the same. Here, like, you're really just trying to heat up the pot on top. So we don't consider it to be a cover for the bottom pot. A urn cover is there. You're saying that your ikar kavana is really to protect the children. It's a cover. I just feel like it's like the heftza of what you're putting on is a blanket. It's a blanket that's there a blanket could, you can use it to protect the kids. You can use it to. I don't think it's exactly the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit. But maybe. I'm not sure. I have to think about it a little more. In any case, This issue of hatmana of food, you know, with food, with another pot, it's not considered hatmana. And this is the issue, it comes up, let's say we have a, I don't know, you want to heat up a baby bottle. So you have a bottle, you want to put it in water. Is there hatmana in food? So some, chazish said there's no such thing. It's not called hatmana. Hatmana is when you use like blankets. The fact that you want to heat up a baby bottle, you can submerge it. But many are choshesh that that would be hatmana. So they would say, leave part of the bottle out. Don't put the whole bottle in, leave part of the bottle out. You know, leave the top of the bottle out of the thing. You know, you're allowed to put...
It would be hatmana, not
necessarily,
obviously. There's no heat source.
Well, it's the water is hot. I take water from a cold pool, and it's going to heat up...
It can heat up the milk. It can heat up the milk to a temperature that's between... as hot as the water was and as cold
right,
as
it
was.
But it's not
going to get hotter than the
right,
water.
But it's still mostly heavy. Right.
That's the cold mozzarella.
Oh, no, it's not. It's mutter on Shabbos. It's mutter to heat up on Shabbos, a bottle. You're saying, why isn't that moist of heaven? We say that only at Tmanah.
I'm understanding moist of heaven is like thermodynamics. Like,
right.
There has to be more heat coming in.
I guess so. I'm not sure. Either way, it's certainly mutter to heat up a bottle on Shabbos in a klisheni. If you take your bottle, put it in a klisheni. So it's mutter. Shaila just turns to atman. I guess it's not called atman at all. It's not called atman at all because we hold atman of mix is not atman. What would the chaver hold? Chaver holds atman of mix is aser. Would he hold that's aser because it's considered a davar hamosif hevel? I say no, it's not mosif anything because it's just there. It's not. You're not going to get more of it. Like you're saying. So maybe would he mutter even for the svarim? I think it probably would be mutter, but I'm not 100% sure. It's a good question. Fine. Let's see, Rishon Tess. Rishon Tess really deals with dini muksa because they would be matmin. We have blankets, we have towels. Those are kalim. Once upon a time, they wouldn't use blankets and towels. They would use pieces of wool and like random pieces of cotton, and that was like a muksa shayla. So this whole simon really deals with muksa. It's not so relevant. We'll do it very quickly. Muchin. Perish called over rach kari muchin. You go on semer gefen. You have cotton. Tzlishit semer. You have wool. Shal behem gridas begadim bluyim. You have shmatas. She toman behem derech mikre asur l'tatlon. So these are muksa items, and not shmatas like our shmatas, but like shmatas are like already zevel, like the garbage. That's already muksa. Asur l'tatlon elam inar kisui v'enos. There's the concept called tiltum and inside. Tiltum and inside means if I have muksa here on the sefer, I can go like this. I can like it falls off. So here I have muksa on the pot. I pick up the pot cover, and the muksa falls to the side. Not a problem.
That's an ignorant question, but muksa, can't you make the stuff not muksa that doesn't
make it? Right, you could. You could theoretically miyachid it, but the case is that you weren't. You didn't.
Oh, okay.
We're going to see it in a second. But if you used gizet semer, even if you didn't, afilu lo yichtan, excuse me, mutzel tatlan. Question is what the nature of gizet semer is. What exactly does it mean? Muchin and gizet semer in terms of the muksa status. Is it muksa machas chesan kis? Is it muksa machas gufo? Right. Just for the record, in terms of yichtan, Shmuel Hay says yichtan erev Shabbos laolam. You have to designate it permanently. You don't need repair, but he thinks you have to designate it on a permanent basis. It can't just be like for one time. And that's a question in general. It's a muksa issue. You want to have a door stopper. So if I have a rock, this time I want to use this rock. Is that enough, or I have to make this rock into like designated door stopper? You know, as a more kfiastic, I think.
And if you want to use the rock for something else, it's like.
No, I don't think so. Even if you use it for something else, but it's designated door stopper. Meaning, you know, viachid something for a one-time use may not be considered yich, right? Fine. So Meshubura Vav says, "Stam kitet semer muksa l'tfiel arigam." We call makom in chashem mikolach mumuchin. Came in shetamen behen command yichtan dami. So he says over here that by the kitet semer aren't so chashem. So once you use it, it's like automatic yichud. Again, this is you have to really be holding in muksa, which we're not doing right now. But apparently,
the heated tzemer, even one-time usage could be enough, the equivalent of yichud, and therefore it's not muktzah. If hanimil istam gizin she'en omin l'skor, it's only if you're not planning on selling it. Aval im not also l'skor, if you're planning on selling it, tzvichin yichud. V'im taman v'hem v'lo yichud, minar ha'kisu v'hein noflos, that's the din of tiltum and etzad, ha'ayinu lo mar she'notol kisu v'ketera, she'en shatoras kli aleha, ha'am yishen she'em aleha, lo echoso. We don't care that it's going to fall off. So lo nasis basis. So the din of basis is if you put something intentionally on something, so the bottom, because the basis, here it was intentionally put there, but it wasn't, we don't want the bus. You weren't planning on leaving it there, right? You were planning on just having it there for until you take the pot out. So then it becomes buses, and therefore, the Mishmur says, "En akizu tashmish la tzemer adra v'tzemer mishamish l'kadera." It's not there. The buses isn't there for the tzemer. On the contrary, the tzemer is for the kadera, and therefore it doesn't have a din of buses, and it's mutter. Fine. Nos din avani l'veinim savi kadera tzarech shiachdem. If you put rocks or bricks. So the yachdem l'kach l'olam shahari calls men shalo yichdan enim chashumim mishlichan v'hilkach asul v'hatlan im noa sheyitzniem u'yachdem. So they would use rocks or bricks. Also you have to miyachdem, same idea. The mechaber continues, atomen v'kupa malaya gitei tzemer shasul tatal l'hotzia kadeira calls men shalo niskalk l'aguma yochal akzer. We mentioned previously in Simen Reish Nun Zayin that you could put back. Atman, you have to put back something that was mutman. So if you took out the pot and the gitei tzemer, like there's some sort of dent in the gitei tzemer, so if it's still there, you can put it back. If all the tzemer got farmished, so if it got farmished, you shouldn't put it back. But you're allowed to have kavanah to put it back, so long that it's intact when you put it back. If there's a yesh omrim here that when you do atmana, if the guma is niskalkel, it looks like you're doing a new atmana. To do what we mentioned previously in Simon Reishim and Zayin, you can put it back. That's when the thing changed. But if everything off armished, it looks like you're doing atmana, a new atmana, and therefore it's us. Okay. Fine. Dalid taman v'davar she'enon nital v'kisa pia v'davar nital mikala akisi v'ochas v'gedera u'motziah. So if something's muksa, something's not muksa, so you try to tamen v'davar she'enon nital v'kisa l'fia v'davar nital mikala akisi v'ochas v'gedera u'motziah. So you, again, it's a little bit aside. You move what you can move if you had there. And whatever is muksa, you don't move directly, but you hold on to the kedera and you move it around, and therefore it's tzilzum and tzad is mutter. Vav yom tov shachal yosper shabbos yesh misha osu lahatzim avani mishum dehavi kemo binyan yesh matirim. So here's a question of like mechzik binyan. It's not really bonim in a Torah, but if you do atmana with on yom tov, it's going into Shabbos, you set up the rocks, so it looks like binyan. So one day in the Mechaber is that it's Aser. The Mishmur says the Minigas we make them. Obviously don't do this today. If you're stuck, you need that hot food, so you're allowed to make them. And finally, Zayin, Tanur Sheminichim Bochamin, Vesot Min Piv, Vedavsha, Veshorkin, Machlikin, Osovetit, Mutal Listo, Osav, Estima, Kadil Hotzi Achamin. We mentioned previously there's a heter of Tachbetit. You do a Shehia. You do atmana v'tachbetit. So how do you open the oven? You have to take the plaster off. You have the tit. You have the, you know, how do you take it off? So the Chaver says it's mutter. Lister osas stima kedei lotzia. V'lachsu osasma. Can even reseal it. V'im yesh bo gechalim lochash as mutter alidei in Yehudi. So the Mishpur points out. If it was made in Chachila to be opened, it's not called even stira midrabanan. The Rama brings down some make machmir. If you can have a goy do it, it's better to have a goy do it. Yisrael katan, the this is a klal that some poskim are very into, that have a katan do it. Anything questionable,
You get a shiloh, you can open a bottle, can't open a bottle, have a katan do it. Other people think it's bad chinuch. It doesn't seem to fly in the, you know. So they say, no, it's not bad chinuch because you'll explain the katan that this is just a chumrah. It's a learning opportunity. He'll know that it's not really us to open the bottle, but there's a dance us there, so we want to be machmir, so have the cousin open it. So again, some people feel very uncomfortable with it, but it's brought down in the Ramah, and you know, lots of kids grow up that they carry. The father doesn't use the air of the kid carries the talis. So it comes from this idea here you have to open the oven, you have to eat the food. So you can have it, you can open a deshinu ktsas, machino. Nearly to have the mutter lachs or listom hatanor ainu b'yom to kfar kol kaderes v'mushalos kol tzaken. You can close it only by day. But the lailu samach letmonaso the ish safik shema kaderes ainu b'mushalos. You certainly can't close the oven if there's a concern that things aren't fully cooked, because then you'd be mad at bishula. Also listom hatanor the goren bishul k'moshes bayer v'simin reishin zayin. Feel the any hudi aser k'moshes bayer le'el v'simin reishin nun gimel. Okay, so there are a lot of details here in terms of amir la'akum. You know, here you're having a goy. Open the, or close the oven. So, a guy doing a psikreshe, and Dabashe Miskaven, is it mutter? Amir Lakum is generally aser. But here, you're not telling him to do malacha, you're telling him to do a Dabashe Miskaven. So, Amir Lakum, Dabashe Miskaven, we assume is mutter. Right? It comes up a lot, you know, yeah. The guy is going to open up the fridge, the light's going to go on. So, it's Mil Akum, the Rishayim Iskavian. So, it's Psigreshe. It's Mutter. Seder, okay, so we saw a lot of details here. There's more to see, but we'll call it a day.